You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Evening family, and welcome to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered the Power Zone with DU. Good evening, all. Today is Wednesday, January the 18th, and we are excited about this episode. We will be focusing on professional development. What are the soft and hard skills of professional development? Get your pens and paper ready. Take out your devices. Take notes accordingly, because we're going to dive in on the modules that will assist in furthering your success for 2017. If you are tuned in for the very first time, welcome. It is a pleasure to have you join us. We want you to sit back, have a great time, tweet it out, Facebook it out, LinkedIn it out, Instagram it out, tell everybody the Power Zone is the place to be. And of course, if you are a returning listener, it is a pleasure to have you join us again, and we hope that you will do the same in spreading the news about the Power Zone with DU. We're going to go out on a small break, family, and when we return, we're going to speak to the latest happenings of Darlene A. Anderson and Darlene's Utopia. We'll be right back after this small break. Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com. Hello, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. I want to share something with you all. Miss Oprah Winfrey stated, "Surround yourself with only people who are going to lift you higher." I'll say that one more time. Surround yourself with only people who are going to lift you higher. I invite you all to come out to Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost Winners Series on January the 21st at Fusion East Restaurant at 1179 Elton Street. We're going to hold our first supportive series at 12 noon. This series is going to be focusing on supportive networks. Who are you surrounding yourself around for your personal and professional success? In Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost, I state, supportive networks are invaluable and necessary in one's quest for success. As we tackle the inevitable challenges in life, having a system of individuals who can provide emotional support and practical guidance is a necessity. Plus, it promotes one's overall stability, referring to a confidant or host of individuals and with whom you can share your concerns will not only reduce stress, but it can initiate conversations that will produce resolution. Everybody needs somebody. Family, surround yourself with like-minded people who are going or who have been where you want to be. I invite you again to come out to Fusion East Restaurant at 1179 Elton Street, Brooklyn, New York, on January 21st at 12 noon and meet with myself and others just like us to discuss how we're going to move forward with like-minded people in 2017. Here's another date I want you to save. Mark your calendars for the Making of Moguls, an entrepreneurs conference scheduled to be held on April the 1st of 2017 at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, New York. We are excited at Darlene's Utopia about the Making of Moguls. This is our third entrepreneurial conference, and we have designed it in such a way where we're giving sole proprietors and small business owners just like you tools to advance in your business. If you've just started out on your business or if you are actively in your business, the Making of Moguls is the place to be to network with like-minded people and again get resources and tools that will help you sustain your business in 2017 and beyond. To learn more about the Making of Moguls, log on to darlenesutopia.com. We want to acknowledge our vendors and sponsors of the Making of Moguls also and encourage you to inquire with us if you are considering joining us as a partner. With respect to our vendors, we would like to acknowledge Ms. Asha Johnson of Tracy Lynn Jewelry, Alicia Kuffman of Pure Romance, Regina Turner of Financial Education Services, Ms. Kim Suddeth of PIP Women Rock, Christine Smith of Five Links, and Ms. Denise Honey of the Spa Expectations Corporations. Again, family, to learn more about the Making of Moguls, log on to darlenesutopia.com, and we hope to see you there. We're going to go out on another small break, and when we return, we're going to speak to our topic of this evening, professional development. We're going to discuss the soft and hard skills of establishing employment and maintaining it for 2017 and beyond. We'll be right back, family, after this small break. Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you've tried, no matter how often you've tried, you can't win for always losing? Marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work. The list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far. However, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. Order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at darlenesutopia.com.
We
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU with your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. Now, we here at the Power Zone with DU have a message for our listeners. If you have a product and or service that you're interested in platforming on our show, we would love to hear from you. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a community activist, if you're an author, if you're an educator, if you are passionate about making a difference in the lives of others, both personally and professionally, then the Power Zone with DU is the place to be. Please log on at Darlene's Utopia and state your inquiry, and we will follow up with you accordingly and hopefully help to bring that request into fruition. I want to speak to you all about my past weekend. I had the honor of joining Upon This Rock Ministries in Mount Vernon, New York, where their pastor is Arthur Rose and their first lady, Dana Rose, for their very first professional development workshop series. Family, I had an amazing time. It was such an honor to have an invitation extended to be a facilitator of a workshop on professional development. I love professional development. I love helping people. I love talking. I love giving nuggets of success. And I said that I was going to come on the show on this evening and provide some tidbits, so to speak, about professional development, some takeaways from the workshop. I work a lot with young adults between the ages of 14 and 21, sometimes 24, as well as seniors returning back into the work sector. And there are 16 work readiness modules that we consistently reference, no matter what program I'm a part of, rather it's church-based, community-based, program-oriented through the city. There are around 15 to 16 components that we speak to as it relates to work readiness. And I wanted to come and bring some of that forth on this evening as we reference some of it on this past Saturday as well at Upon This Rock Ministries. So, do you all have your pen and paper ready? I hope you do. You should have kept it out from before. So grab it if you do not. Get your devices together and let's chat a little bit about hard and soft skills. Now, some of you listening may be aware of this already. And if you are, please help someone else to understand the difference of the two. Because when you understand the difference of soft and hard skills, you are well on your way for professional success. And that's rather you're in a private sector, city, state, federal, or an entrepreneur. On this past Saturday, we spoke about professional services at 9 to 5s, as well as being an entrepreneur or having a small business. So when you think about hard and soft skills, I want you to think about it across the spectrum. Hard skills are specific, tangible abilities that can be defined and measured, such as typing, writing, math, reading, and the ability to use software programs. By contrast, soft skills are less tangible and harder to quantify, such as etiquette, getting along with others, listening, and engaging in small talk. When we spoke about this on this past Saturday, it was interesting because I share often how the commonality with young people as it relates to losing employment tends to be not that they're incapable of doing the job, but that they're incapable of relating to customers. Most young people work in customer service industries and they can't relate well with others. So it boils down to personality, character, values, ethics. And these are things that if you don't learn at a young age, that can kind of hinder you in the future as you become an adult and seek longevity in a professional sector or even starting your own business. So here are some takeaways, some things to consider that can help you establish stronger soft skills. Those takeaways would be mock interviews. Mock interviews are extremely relevant when considering interviewing techniques and styles. It's important for you to surround yourself with individuals that are definitely smarter than you. You hear that often. I know maybe your grandparents or your parents told you that. If you're not the dumbest person in the room, there's a problem. You always want to surround yourself around people that are going to push you further. And especially in professionalism, you want to be able to speak to someone, get information from someone that has been where you are and can show you how to get there. That's very important. Within your mock interviews, you also want somebody that's going to be able to give you constructive criticism. Not somebody that's going to yes you all the time, but somebody that's going to definitely give you constructive criticism and tell you where not only you're good, but where you can definitely be better. So I encourage you to consider mock interviews as it relates to enhancing your soft skills. Also, networking events. Networking events is an extraordinary way in which you can improve your soft skills. It's an opportunity for you to go out and surround yourself with like-minded people, also people that you aspire to be like. Networking skills are not just limited to giving out business cards and seeing how someone can help you. It's a reciprocity. It's a system. It's a partnership. It's also an opportunity for you to go out into the industries that you're interested in working in and then learn the culture of that industry. So then you can speak that culture when you go to interviews. And I'll give you an example. You want to work in a school. The best thing to do is to go to school events, go to developmental events that are free, of course, but look into some things. Look and see what you can do for free for the industry that you're considering at that time. And it doesn't matter. You can be considering working in a kitchen, janitorial, teaching, administrative. There are so many different avenues of networking within your industry that you can follow up on and hone in on those skills needed to acquire the job. Also, understanding the rights and responsibilities of the positions that you are considering. And again, that's for professionalism, like a 9-to-5, or if you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner. There are so many different things to understand. Knowledge is power. So when you learn about what the city, state, federal rules and regulations are as it relates to your industry, permits, certificates, different things, what are the hours that you can work? Are there any overtime things? There's so many different things to take into consideration. And when you understand this, you're able to have conversations with your interviewer accordingly. So these are some of the things that we teach our young people through our consultant programs. And I encourage you to follow up a little bit more as it relates to your own perspective lives and what you're considering. So I'll give you those soft tidbits again. That is mock interviews, networking, rights and responsibilities, and I'm going to throw another one in, conflict resolution. Conflict resolution is extremely important for us listeners that have taken personality tests. We know that you are asked a lot of questions as it relates to conflict resolutions, and they're trick questions. They're just not going to throw it in there like, okay, do you like people? They're going to give you scenarios that's going to twist you up and say, well, if I say this, I'm lying. If I say that, I'm lying. But if you are authentic in who you are and learn how to address you first. So what does that mean? It means that you have to focus on you. Self-development is extremely important. It's the best soft skill ever. Know who you are. There is a universal personality assessment test that professionals often take. And there are four categories that they reference, how people act like animals. And the four animals that are most relevant that individuals tend to mimic are lions, otters, golden retrievers, and beavers. I'll say that again. Lions, otters, golden retrievers, and beavers. Look it up, family, and consider doing that test. I'll put the link on the website for you. So, I know that I'm a lion, and a part of being a lion is that you're driven, you're goal-oriented, you share, you have great leadership skills. Those are all of the positives, but there are some negatives to being a lion, and I'm sure some of our listeners can relate to that. Those negatives would be controlling, low tolerance, unable to work with others, possessive. That's just to name a few. So what does that mean? I mean, it is what it is to a degree. Just as there's good, there's bad. You are not always going to be at the top of your game, even when you think you are at the top of your game. But knowing who you are, knowing what your personality type is, means that you're able to learn how to work with others better. So as a lion, it's for me to have more tolerance. It's for me to understand that everybody is not going to work to my speed. It's for me to be understanding to the person that's a little more passive and not as assertive as I will be, because at the end, it's about getting the job done. So that's just something for you to consider. Try researching what your personality type is, and then also see, as stated, how you can work to kind of modify it to work better with others. Now, I've given you all some great soft skill tidbits. We're going to go out on a little break, and when we return, I'm going to speak to hard skills. And what better way to take us out than with Mr. MJ himself, Mira. We'll be back after this break, family.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and one and so they follow each other on the wind, you know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm asking him to change his ways.
Welcome back, lovelies. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. Now, before the break, we were speaking to soft skills. I want to speak to hard skills, if you will, for a second. Now, hard skills are those tangible things, those things that you can touch, you can feel, you can read, you can relate to. So what are tangible skills as it relates to professionalism? Well, when you're thinking 9 to 5, establishing employment, you're thinking something that's going to be utilized to represent you in your absence. What types of materials, documents can be used to represent you in your absence? Those things would be your resume, your cover letter, your thank you letter, your job applications. So I just want to speak to resume writing for a little bit for some of us that are seeking employment and maybe need further guidance on writing resumes. There are three types of resumes: functional, chronological, in reverse, and both. Functional is a resume that's used primarily for individuals that have not so much job history. That would be your young people. That would be people formerly incarcerated. That would be single moms or moms that are returning to work or who have never worked. That would be even individuals that have been at one job for an extended period of time and looking for a second job. Maybe they've retired from one job and now seeking secondary employment in another area. Those type of individuals are more commonly known for using functional resumes. And a functional resume would be a resume that illustrates more so your attributes professionally than your experiences. So you would have a resume and it would state all of your abilities and great things about you more so than, again, your work history. That's what it would start with under your demographics. And we know what your demographics are: your name, your address, your email, all that good stuff that's right there as soon as you get a resume and look at it. Whereas chronological in reverse, and we all know what chronological is, chronological order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Chronological in reverse would be 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So if you're doing a resume, it is of extreme importance that you are listing your present jobs downward. So if you're present to your last job, what job did you have in 2017, in 2016, in 2015? That's where you're able to list things and the reader's able to say, okay, I see where this person is going. Now, the thing with chronological in reverse is if you have gaps in employment, they're going to notice that. It's an eyesore. It sticks out right away. So if you have gaps in employment, you should consider using a functional resume. Functional resumes work best if you have gaps in employment. When you use both, both means you are a seasoned individual and you're able to get all of those amazing attributes in. As soon as someone opens a resume, they're like, wow, goal-oriented, verbal, written communication skills, a leader, all of these great things. And then they see that you have jobs in chronological order in reverse. Usually seasoned individuals are more likely to have both resumes, functional and chronological in reverse. So those are just three tidbits as it relates to resumes. We here at The Power Zone with DU encourage you to log on to Utopia Network, Inc., our affiliate organization, where you can learn more about their professional development workshops and how they assist individuals in writing resumes and interviewing processes. Again, that's Utopia Network, Inc. I also want to speak to cover letters and thank you letters for a second. Now, your cover letter, in short, is your portfolio to someone being interested in reading your resume. You have to ensure your cover letter is going to have something within that first and second paragraph that's going to make the reader say, wow, I want to learn more about this person. We speak to that also through our affiliate organization, cover letter writing and thank you letter. It is important when you leave an interview to send a thank you letter, sometimes instantly from the moment you walk out, press send. You should already have a draft and be ready to send it after your interview. We give samples of resume, cover letter, and thank you letters through our affiliate organization. So again, we invite you to log on to Utopia Network, Inc. to learn more about cover letters, thank you letters, and resumes. When you sum it all up, family, hard skills, soft skills, networking, mock interviews, conflict resolution, it all boils down to this: you. Who are you? Your personal brand is what sets the tone from the very beginning. If you are confident in who you are, that will be conveyed. There is a description on personal branding that I often reference. It is from a marketing guru, Mr. Peter Montoya. I love this definition. It rings true to me, and I hope that you can glean from something in this for yourself. It states, your personal brand is a powerful, clear, positive idea that comes to mind whenever other people think of you. It's what you stand for, the values, abilities, and actions that others associate with you. It's a professional alter ego designed for the purpose of influencing how others perceive you and turning that perception into opportunity. It does this by telling your audience three things: who you are, what you do, what makes you different. If you can define those three questions specific to the industry that you seek to be in, you have already won. Who you are, what you do, and what makes you different. As I stated, I wanted to use time on this evening to really focus on professional development. I wanted to come on a call on this evening and really focus on professional development from a very simplistic perspective. Oftentimes we get turned away, we get nervous, we get scared when we hear professional development. It sounds complicated. I know for me it does. But when you really break it down, it's who you are as a professional. It's your values, it's your ethics, it's your morals, it's your brand. It is you. So I hope on this evening you can take something and use it and share it with your household, with your community, with your networks. Pass it on that the Power Zone with DU is speaking on professional development. It's been a pleasure on this evening joining you all. I am grateful to be your host as well as your special guest. I want you to tune in next Wednesday. We have a great show in store for you. I want to wish you all well on this weekend. Be safe. Remember, you make the difference. No matter who is in office, you make the difference in your communities. Until next time, family, be well and be safe. The content of the Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from the Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or the Power Zone with DU.